I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. It's an interesting week already, what can I say? Why, you ask? Well, because, believe it or not, I've already done the podcast once, and it didn't work. Yes, the podcast didn't record. And, you know, you do a 30-minute podcast and it doesn't record. It just kind of puts a damper on things. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I must admit, it's not such a tragedy because it was a really, really bad podcast. I mean, you know, some weeks you just ring the bell and other weeks you don't. And this is one of those weeks that I'm struggling. You know, it's kind of like the guy out in the middle of the water trying to stay afloat. Struggling and struggling and the water is splashing. That's the way it's been. And the reason is because I've been really, really, really busy at work. Now, I even mentioned that on the blog because I haven't blogged a lot this week. And if you don't blog a lot, then there's not a lot to talk about on the podcast. So this is going to set probably a precedent as one of the podcasts with the least interesting content, perhaps of all time. This is podcast number 86 for those of you that are keeping score, and I know you're out there. You're just that kind of folks. Appreciate that. And this is, as I record this, Saturday, April the 28th, and it's kind of interesting to even be doing the podcast on a Saturday morning again, because I've just had so much going on lately, I keep trying to squeeze in at the last minute to be absolutely sure it will be there for you, at least for your Monday drive to work. I've had a lot of folks write me and say that they record the podcast, put it on an iPod or MP3 player of some kind, or I even had one guy that said he burned it to a CD and played it in his car on the way to work. I just get visions of people stuck in traffic listening to Dr. Bill. Kind of odd when you think about it. But at any rate, it's just going to be an interesting program. Like I said, I just got through doing the entire program and it didn't record. Yeah, that just really ticks me off. Anyway, let me mention that this is the last weekend in April. And as such, you know, April is our month that has been sponsored by GoToMeeting and GoDaddy.com. Now, pretty cool, actually, that they have sponsored us all this month, and I really do appreciate it. It's through, of course, our affiliation with the Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
And other raw voice ventures, shall we say, from Todd Cochran, like Blueberry. I'm also listed there, and so we're working through them as well for these particular promotions. And really, I like them because they're just really neat. Particularly, let's say the one with GoDaddy as an example. If you're going to register a domain name anyway, you've already been thinking about it, all you got to do when you go to GoDaddy.com is you go through the regular process of registering your domain, but when you go to the bottom and it has that little block area there to type in a promo code, if you type in the promo code POD71, then you get 10% off the domain. I mean, what's not to like? That's cool. And the fact that you put POD71 identifies it with Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the podcast, and then we get points, if you will, for anybody who registers a domain name with that code. It's kind of a neat system because, you know, you were planning on getting the domain name anyway. You get some money off, and essentially no additional, not only no additional expense to you, but you actually get the benefit of the 10% off. So to me, it was kind of a no-brainer to do that. So we appreciate go to MyPC and GoDaddy sponsoring us this month. And of course, go to MyPC, like I've mentioned before, you know, when you need a file off your PC and you want to get it, it's really kind of handy to be able to connect and get it and try it out. So if you click on the link on the blog, drbill.cc, go there, click on it, and you can download Go to MyPC for free. You can use it 1 month for free and just try it out. And that's all they're asking. So pretty neat little deal there. So we really appreciate their sponsorship of the podcast. And actually, you may say, hey, Dr. Bill, how much are you getting for that sponsorship? I have no idea. It's all going to depend on the logs and the traffic and how many clicks and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. You know, it might be $1.50 for all I know. Hey, but whatever it is, it will help us continue to develop our technology for the podcast and podcast delivery. And, of course, like our video podcast. I had an email just this morning, right before I started the podcast, from one of our faithful listeners and video watchers of DrBill.TV, and he wrote us to tell me that I'm doing it wrong. People do that all the time. They just like to correct the doctor. I'm kidding. I'm poking fun there. He really did have a good suggestion, and that was to lower the camera down to a more even level with my head, so it's not looking down on me. There's two reasons that I do that, Elio. He's the one who wrote me. You see, the reason that I do that is because my tripod is put on top of a table that's in front of me. And the tripod will only go so low, you see. And plus, I've got a laptop in front of me as I do the video podcast, and the camera has to shoot over the top of the screen that's in front of me. Now, it just so happens that the laptop sitting on the table and the tripod sitting on the table elevates the camera above the screen, which works well. And yes, because I'm sitting in a chair in front of the table, it then shoots down on me just a little bit. So, you're right. I do have that look of, you know, diminishing myself. But after all, I am not an egotist. Well, okay, maybe I am. But anyway, the bottom line is that the camera shooting at that angle was not planned. It was simply an artifact of the arrangement that I have. If I had a really cool TV studio and people shooting me with cameras and things like that, it would be much better produced, but this is the way it is at the moment. Thus my desire to get some greenage, that's money to those of you who aren't hip, yeah, I need to get some of that greenage so that I can spend some money on some really cool cameras and equipment and really do it up and have this really awesome TV show. That'll be cool. So, one day I'll give Patrick Norton and Robert Herron a run for their money for DLTV. Yeah. But until then, I'll do the best I can. Now, he did have a suggestion for a Geek Software of the Week for next week, and I'll look into that. So, I'll check it out. How's that? Anyway, speaking of Geek Software of the Week, our Geek Software of the Week this week is very different. It's not a program like a utility or whatever. It's actually a website. And I don't normally do Geek Software of the Weeks that are website tool kinds of things, but this one really intrigued me, and it is the WordPress Theme Generator. Now, my blog, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, is based on WordPress, and I know what it's like to go out and look for themes. It can be a bummer, because, you know, you find a theme, and you think, yeah, this looks pretty good, but it's just not quite what I'm looking for. So what this guy did with this website is he created a way that you can actually online design your theme, all the colors and all the various placement of parts of the blog and so forth, right there online. You can see it, and then once you get it just like you want it, you can download that theme and use it in your WordPress blog. Pretty doggone cool. So go to the blog, drbill.cc, look for the Geek Software of the Week for this week, WordPress Theme Generator, and go to that website. Nothing to download this time. You just go to the website, and then once you get finished creating your theme, then you can download the theme and make it part of your WordPress blog. Pretty cool. Now, I'll admit that the news content this week on the blog is a little nil. And the reason is that I have been really, really, really busy at work. I mean, totally occupied. And that means that by the time I get home, I pretty much just want to be a couch potato. A vegetable in front of the TV. You know how that is? You come in, you just want to lean back in your chair, turn on the TV and go, show me something. And your brain goes, bzzz. That's pretty much the way it's been all week long. Because I've just used my brain way too much at work. Yeah. And because of that, it's been just kind of a slow blog week. Now, you say, well, Dr. Bill, what have you been doing at work? Well, I've been Citrixing. We're building a new, complete, brand new Citrix farm. Our current Citrix farm is based on MetaFrame XP. We are now moving on. After XP came 3.0, and then 4.0, and then 4.5. We are jumping to 4.5 from XP. And in order to do that, we're just building a whole new, I say we, I'm building a whole new MetaFrame server farm. And that means taking the hardware right out of the box, brand new Dell servers, putting the rack mounts in the rack, and sliding the server into the rack. Click. It's such, so satisfying to do that. And they're 1U servers, you know, one unit in the rack, very thin, but very powerful. four gigabyte dual processor, 3.3 megahertz, dude, they hum, and they have a RAID array, and I go in and I configure the RAID array, and then I install the operating system. It's so sweet. But anyway, as you can see, I've been in very major geek out mode all week, setting up those servers, tweaking them, tuning them, installing Citrix, the new version, and playing with it. Oh, man. It's been awesome. So, that's pretty much occupied me 100%. Yeah. And the other thing about it is that it's given me an opportunity to immerse myself into Citrix. I've been a Citrix system administrator now for, oh, wow, many years, since about 99-2000 time frame. So a long time. But you know, you brush up your skills, you do more with the technology, and you're right in the middle of it. Now's the time, because of various incentives. Well, incentive maybe is not the right word. Mandates, that's a better word, from work. Everybody's supposed to get certified. So I've officially signed up on the dotted line, and I'm going to be taking the Citrix Certified Administrator Exam. Da-da-dum. Now, I personally don't like to take tests. I've just never been one of those guys that enjoyed taking tests. You know, I mean, when you're in school, they put the paper in front of you, they get the number 2 pencil, and they say, take the test. Pretty much have to take the test. Well, that's kind of the way it's going on at work right now. Get certified. Okay. I mean, what, I've only been in the computer industry 27, 28 years? And now you want me to get certified? I mean, isn't that kind of closing the barn door after the horse has left the barn? But anyway, that's just a personal observation. But anyway, as long as I'm immersed in it, and as long as I've been studying it and so forth and so on, then I might as well go ahead and take the test and get the piece of paper. Hey. And then I'll probably go on and get my Citrix Certified System Administrator and then my Citrix Certified Enterprise Architect. And they'll have to pay me monstrously big money. Yeah, dream on. Anyway, there you go. So, like I say, been very busy this week. Now, let's talk about, since we're talking about building servers, and Citrix, of course, you know, is based on Microsoft server technology in terms of the underlying platform. So, a little appropriate blog note here. Microsoft has released its first public beta of Longhorn. Now, Longhorn is the code name for the next release of the Windows Server platform. The current, quote-unquote, version of the Windows Server platform is Windows Server 2003. Well, this is 2007, so it's about time to release a new version, wouldn't you say? Well, Longhorn is getting closer and closer, and this is the first public beta. So if you want to go to Microsoft.com, download the public beta, now's the time to check it out and see what you think of it. Now, of course, I'm still a Linux dude, still an open source dude, so I'm probably just slightly more excited about the new version of Ubuntu coming out than I am about the first public beta of Longhorn. But, hey, Microsoft stuff's what I work with as well, so, hey, there you go. Also, another item this week on the blog, and that is Fun with Google Fight. Now, Google Fight is probably one of the greatest, coolest, slickest time wasters you have ever seen in your whole life. Check it out. Go to Google, as in the search engine, fight.com, one word, googlefight.com, and you can put in a phrase, you see, and then you put in a secondary phrase, and you click the button, and you see little stick figures fighting, and then one wins, and then you see which phrase wins. Now, what constitutes a win? Well, it's like this. It goes out and looks at Google using the search phrases, and it sees how many hits it found for each phrase or word. And then whichever one got the most wins the fight. And that's why it's called Google Fight. Makes sense. Anyway, I decided, wouldn't it be cool to do Dr. Bill Bailey in quotes, because if you put it in quotes, it's specific. If you just say Dr. Bill Bailey, it would look for Dr. and then Bill and then Bailey, and you know, that would be fair. So you put it in quotes, then it gets specific. So I put Dr. Bill Bailey in quotes, and I put Scott Redman in quotes. So me and Scott, we're going to go up against each other, you see. Now, for those of you that don't know, Scott is the expert graphics dude who did our header on the blog. You've heard me talk about Scott before, and he also did that little intro part right at the beginning of the podcast that you just heard, where he was looking across the radio dial for the doctor. So, Scott, I decided to do a Google fight with you. And I trounced you. Yeah. Well, better through Google fight than in real life, because believe me, Scott is like muscle dude, okay? He'd a man. It would not be pretty if he and I actually got into a real fight. Not at all. Plus, he's half my age, so not good. Anyway, of course, I'd never really fight with Scott because he's my man, you know. Really, Scott? Really? Okay. Anyway, but I trounced him when it came to net hits, mainly because Scott likes to keep a low profile. Back there in the background. Whereas I'm probably, like I said, just a bit more of an egotist, so, oh well. Anyway, so then, feeling my oats, I decided, why not go up against the man himself? So I put in Leo Laporte and Dr. Bill Bailey. Needless to say, it wasn't even a fair fight. He completely whooped me. Now, whoop, W-H-U-P, is a southern expression meaning he whooped me. So there you go. Wasn't pretty at all. But, you know, had to try. Why not? So then I shared with my son Benjamin the Game Master, and he went nutty last night playing Google Fight. He entered one phrase after another, one word after another, on and on and on and on and on and on and on all evening long. It was really kind of weird. Spider-Man versus Superman, Naruto versus Sasuke, on and on and on. And it was very strange, actually. And I actually got pretty good at predicting who was going to win in the various Google fights, because you just start thinking, okay, which one of those phrases would people have entered in more than others in terms of websites and such? And you can make a pretty good guess most of the time. Although I was wrong on several occasions with some of my guesses, most of the time I came out okay. So it was kind of big fun, yeah. But it shows the level of boredom we had achieved last night. Yeah. So it kind of lends to a somewhat sad and mediocre podcast today. But we're going to explore the depths of mediocrity. Yes. Did I mention that we're a member of the Tech Podcast Network? I believe I did. And in that vein, let's listen to a promo for the GeekCast. It's very strange as well.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the GeekCast with Aaron Krakow.
There you go, the GeekCast. One of the many podcasts on the Tech Podcast Network. Go to techpodcast.com and check them out. Pretty cool stuff. There's a lot of neat podcasts out there. There really are. And if you were looking for something to listen to, you will find it there. If you're a kind of tech nerd, geekish in your leanings. Well, it's just about time for the Game Master segment. Now, let me say that in the vein of mediocrity, this is right up there in the stellar range of mediocrity, because when I went to the Game Master and asked him for, you know, what his segment was going to be on this week, he says, "I don't know." And so I said, "What are you going to talk about?" "I don't know." And I said, "Well, you got any ideas?" "No, I got nothing." Well, if you do a podcast from that particular perspective, it tends to be slow. So we'll see what he's got for us this week. On the Game Master segment. Yes, indeed. You called me.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, yes, we'll be being recorded. Okay.
What?
What?
What did you say?
I checked to be sure we were recording and that the recording was happening in the space-time continuum of... Never mind.
I thought you said you were making sure that we were beans or something.
He likes beans. That makes sense. Anyway, so, what are you going to talk about this week?
No clue.
The Game Master segment.
No clue.
You got nothing. So, I take it you had a totally uneventful week and nothing transpired of any interest whatsoever, and it was just entirely boring.
No.
He's very direct in his answers. Have you noticed that? Okay. So, what did happen this week of interest?
Okay. Nothing pertaining to video games, unfortunately.
So, you didn't play any video games at all this week?
I played one, but that wasn't terribly new or interesting.
So, how did you occupy your time if you weren't playing video games?
Basically, browsing webs, doing formy stuff. Anime, all that good stuff.
For me.
Yes.
I take it that would be like online communities where you talk to one another about various things.
Yes.
I see. Any of that, any of any interest? I can't seem to talk. My
tongue is just hanging in various places. And I need to get it pruned, apparently. Anyway, so... What was I saying?
Who knows?
That again. So, if you were going to talk about something interesting, what would it be?
The sky is blue today.
I think we have reached a new low of nothing to talk about. Okay, so what about your perceptions of ninjas winning over pirates in Google Fight?
That was a happy occasion. All ninja lovers can rest easy now.
Yeah, you know, I think the key here is that in the great net landscape of weirdness, there is an ongoing battle between ninjas and pirates and those people who like ninjas and pirates. I don't know why. However, the Game Master here is pretty much into ninjas, as you might guess, because he tends to be one of these Japanophiles. And
so it goes, as we just kind of ramble on, saying nothing in particular. That's the Game Master segment. Yeah. Okay, well, he was no help in trying to raise the level of quality of the podcast this week, was he? No. And you see, speaking of quality, I must apologize for the quality of that audio. It really was bad. What we do is we use Skype to record the repartee, shall we say, between the two of us. And, you know, when you got to go all the way to England and back with your words when you're sitting beside each other via the computers, and it just loses something. So we'll have to keep working on that quality thing as well. Anyway, that does, though, bring me to the point that I wanted to talk about the ninja. You see, the ninja, and I'm talking about, of course, the ninja, as in Ask a Ninja Ninja, was on Mythbusters this week. Now, how cool is that? I mean, you know that the Game Master and I are like big mega fans of Mythbusters. And I had one email with somebody who said, "Hey, man, you guys mentioned Mythbusters. That's so cool." And this week, you've got Ask a Ninja, which is about as geek culture as you can get, appearing on a webcast from the Mythbusters site. You gotta love that. So let's see if we can listen to a little bit, just a little bit, of the interview of the Mythbusters with the ninja. That's kind of cool.
On this special webcast of Mythbusters, Adam Savage Son, Jamie Heineman's son, and Ask a Ninja Ninja. In.
Well, I am ninja, he's ninja, she's ninja too. I am ninja, we are ninja, but I believe that you are ninja too.
We are not done with ninjas, Jamie. The researchers have found us the ultimate expert in all things ninja.
Yeah, who's that?
Hold on, I'll call him. It's the Ask a Ninja Ninja Man.
How's it going there, Adam?
Very good, how are you?
Robot Jamie.
We had a hard time tracking you down.
It was easy for me to track you down.
I thought I was tracking you down.
That's what I wanted you to think.
Really?
Yeah. Big fan, actually.
Was our whole ninja show your idea?
Yes, it actually was. Actually, a buddy of mine who's a ninja...
So I would encourage you to go out and check the rest of that particular webcast on the... site for the Mythbusters, which of course is not, you know, something like Mythbusters.com. No, it is Discovery.com, because they're on the Discovery Channel, /Mythbusters. Go check that out, or you can now go to AskAninja.com, and the ninja has the interview posted there. So, very cool. I mean, talk about exciting geek culture! The ninja and the Mythbusters together at last. Very cool
stuff. Well, my second attempt at recording the podcast hopefully will be better than the first attempt, which didn't go so well. And given that I'm hearing that music's beginning to play just a little bit in the background, just a very little bit. It's kind of fading very slowly. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Huh. Kind of weird technical difficulty there, I guess. Anyway, I'm out of here. It'll get better next week. Really? It will.